Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Zvachim, Daf Pei Hei, the ninth parak of Mizbeach Mekadesh. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the previous Daf taught that if an animal is brought onto the Mizbeach alive, it's taken down. But if it was shechted there, the Kohen should do Hefshet V'Nituach, skinning and dismemberment there, and burn it. Gemara asks that if this refers to disqualified karbanas, there should be no Hefshet V'Nituach at all, because the Torah excluded psuim from Hefshet V'Nituach. Therefore, the Gemara says it refers to valid karbanas, and is teaching that hefshet v'nituach may be performed on top of the mizbeach if the karban was shechted there. According to the Amor, who holds there is no hefshet v'nituach on top of the mizbeach, the Gemara explains that it can refer to psuim, but shahaisu l'shasa kosher v'nifsal, where it had a period of validity after zrika and then was invalidated. This follows the Tana that once its zrika was performed and its meat was fit for the mizbeach, then even if it becomes pasul, it's still skinned and the skin is given to kohanim. The Gemara adds that the innards are taken down and are washed clean in case a kohen inadvertently brings them back up. Although this may lead to such an error, it's still preferable so that kadshei shamayim should not lie like a nevela. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan asks, Imor kachim kalim shehelin lifnei zrikos daman, regarding sacrificial parts of kachim kalim which were brought up onto the mizbeach before the throwing up the blood, yerdu or lo yerdu, do they come down or not? Rabbi Ami asks Rabbi Yochanan why he didn't pose this inquiry about me'ila and ask whether bringing these imorim onto the mizbeach subjects them to me'ila. Me'ila only applies to kachim which were fully designated as Hashem's, and imorim ordinarily become subject to me'ila when the karban zrika is performed. Here, when bringing the imorim onto the mizbeach and it sanctifies them to remain there, perhaps they become subject to me'ila before the zrika. Rabbi Yochanan replied that he had no question about me'ila. The zrika who dekavel of a me'ila, because only zrika subjects them to me'ila. He concluded that they do not go down from the mizbeach. Another version of Rabbi Yochanan's inquiry is presented with the same conclusion. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that although invalid karbanas, which were brought up, are not taken down, however, if they were taken down, they're not brought back up. Ula says this is only true where the fire has not taken hold of them. Of a but if the fire had taken hold of them, they are brought up again, even if they were taken down, because they become lachmo shel mizbeach, the mizbeach's food. Ramari taught Ula's ruling regarding this Mishnah, discussing invalid karbanas, but Rav Chanina of Sura taught Ula's ruling regarding the next Mishnah, which states that bones, sinews, horns, and hooves, which became detached from a karban, are not brought up. And Abraisa adds that even if they were brought up, they are taken down, since such items never belong in the Mizbeach. To this, Ula was quoted saying that if the fire took hold of them, then they are taken back up. According to this opinion, Ula's ruling certainly holds true for invalid karbanas as well. But according to Rav Mari, Ula only ruled this way for invalid karbanas, but not for bones and the other parts, because la b'nei haktar ninu, they're not fit for burning on the Mizbeach, and being burned by the fire doesn't impact them. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if an animal was brought onto the Mizbeach alive, it's taken down, but if it was shechted there, the Kohen should do hefshet v'nituach, skinning and dismemberment there, and burn it. Gemara asks that if this refers to disqualified karbanas, there should be no hefshet v'nituach at all, because the Torah excluded psuim from hefshet v'nituach. Therefore, the Gemara says it refers to valid karbanas, and is teaching that hefshet v'nituach may be performed on top of the mizbeach if the karban was shechted there. According to the Amor, who holds there is no hefshet v'nituach on top of the mizbeach, the Gemara explains that it can refer to psuim, but shahaisu l'shasa kosher v'nifsal, where it had a period of validity after zrika and then was invalidated. This follows the Tana that once its zrika was performed and its meat was fit for the mizbeach, then even if it becomes pasul, it's still skinned and the skin is given to kohanim. The Gemara adds that the innards are taken down and are washed clean in case a kohen inadvertently brings them back up. Although this may lead to such an error, it's still preferable so that kadshei shamayim should not lie like a nevela. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan asks, Imor kachim kalim shehelin lifnei zrikos daman, regarding sacrificial parts of kachim kalim which were brought up onto the mizbeach before the throwing up the blood, yerdu or lo yerdu, do they come down or not? Rabbi Ami asks Rabbi Yochanan why he didn't pose this inquiry about me'ila and ask whether bringing these imorim onto the mizbeach subjects them to me'ila. Me'ila only applies to kachim which were fully designated as Hashem's, and imorim ordinarily become subject to me'ila when the karban zrika is performed. Here, when bringing the imorim onto the mizbeach and it sanctifies them to remain there, perhaps they become subject to me'ila before the zrika. Rabbi Yochanan replied that he had no question about me'ila, the zrika who dekavel of a me'ila, because only zrika subjects them to me'ila. He concluded that they do not go down from the mizbeach. Another version of Rabbi Yochanan's inquiry is presented with the same conclusion. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that although invalid karbanas, which were brought up, are not taken down, however, if they were taken down, they're not brought back up. Ula says this is only true where the fire has not taken hold of them. Of a mashvahena ur yahu, but if the fire had taken hold of them, they are brought up again, even if they were taken down, because they become lachmu shel mizbeach, the mizbeach's food. Ramari taught Ula's ruling regarding this Mishnah, discussing invalid karbanas, but Rav Chanina of Sura taught Ula's ruling regarding the next Mishnah, which states that bones, sinews, horns, and hooves, which became detached from a carbon, are not brought up. And Abraisa adds that even if they were brought up, they are taken down, since such items never belong in the Mizbeach. To this, Ula was quoted saying that if the fire took hold of them, then they are taken back up. According to this opinion, Ula's ruling certainly holds true for invalid karbanas as well. But according to Rav Mari, Ula only ruled this way for invalid karbanas, but not for bones and the other parts, because la b'nei haktar ninu, they're not fit for burning on the Mizbeach, and being burned by the fire doesn't impact them. All right, so now we go to our siman daf pei hei, and our standard siman is a dentist, because pei hei is a peh, a mouth. So dentist is a siman. So here goes. While Dr. Cohen the dentist performed hepshevi nituach on the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the kachim cone that were placed on the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Adam and instead picked up the invalid carbonas that were taken down and put them back on the Mizbeach since the fire had taken hold of them. Once again, slow motion. While Dr. Cohen the dentist, that must be on daf pei hei, peh. While Dr. Cohen the dentist performed hepshev nituach on the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if an animal was brought onto the Mizbeach alive, it's taken down. But if it was shechted there, the Cohen should do hepshev nituach, skinning and dismemberment, and burn it. The Gemara said if this refers to disqualified karbanas, there should be no hepshev nituach at all, because the Torah excluded psuim from hepshev nituach. Therefore, the Gemara says it refers to valid karbanas, and is teaching that hepshev nituach may be performed on top of the Mizbeach if the carbon was shechted there. So, while Dr. Cohen the dentist performed hepshev nituach on the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the kachim cone that were placed on the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Adam, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asks, a more kachim cone shehelen ufnei Zrikas Damon, regarding sacrificial parts of kachim cone which were brought up onto the Mizbeach before the throwing up the blood, yerdu o yerdu, do they come down or not? Rabbi Ami asked Rabbi Yochanan why he didn't pose this inquiry about Me'ila and ask whether bringing these Emorim onto the Mizbeach subjects them to Me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan replied that he had no question about Me'ila to Zerika who dekavaga by Me'ila, because only Zerika subjects them to Me'ila. He concluded they do not go down from the Mizbeach. So while Dr. Cohen the dentist performed hepshev nituach of the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the kachim cone that were placed on the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Adam and instead picked up the invalid karbanas that were taken down and put them back up on the Mizbeach since the fire had taken hold of them. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that although invalid karbanas which were brought up are not taken down, however, if they were taken down, they're not brought back up. Ula says this is only true where the fire has not taken hold of them, of a mashal behena ur yahu, but if the fire had taken hold of them, they are brought up again, even if they were taken down, because they became lachmo shel mizbeach, the mizbeach's food. So once again, while Dr. Cohen the dentist performed hepshev nituach of the carbon that was shechted on top of the Mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the kachim cone that were placed on the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Adam and instead picked up the invalid karbanas that were taken down and put them back up on the Mizbeach since the fire had taken hold of them. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf pay off. So the Zimmer daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. Grandpa Cohen, grandpa. That must be on daf. Pay olive. Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on his Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chattis mixed with blood of an ola can be applied to the lower part of the wall from which they'll drip to the yisod, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether shiraim can be placed on the Mizbeach wall to drip down to the yisod, or must they be placed directly on top of the yisod. So Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on a Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chattis mixed with blood of an ola can be applied to the lower part of the wall from which they'll drip to the yesod, whereas blood of a bechor mixed with blood of an oil can be applied above the chutz sikras, since ain olin mevatlin zeh zeh, which reminds us, a braisa darshan's a pasuk about bechor kodesh heim, their holy teaching, shim nisar b'dam kodshim acherim yikruvu, that if its blood became mixed with blood of other karbanas, they should still be offered. The Gemara explains that this brisa refers to the blood of a bechor and ola, which both required matanas below the chuta sikra. Since it seems obvious that their blood should be applied, the Gemara explains the chiddush, the ein olin mevatlin ze ze, that karbanas do not nullify one another, meaning although there's more blood of one karban than the other, the blood of each remains valid for matanos. The Gemara brings two additional sources for this principle and explains why all are necessary. So Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on his Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chatas mixed with blood of an ola can be applied to the lower part of the wall, from which they'll drip to the yesod, whereas blood of a bechor mixed with blood of an ola can be applied above the chutas sikra, since ein olin mevatlin ze ze, had one grandchild demonstrate that pouring diminished shiraim of a chatas pinimis on the yesod was not ma'akim, even according to the one who holds not pouring the shiraim is ma'akib, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that even according to the opinion that failure to pour the shiraim of a chatas pinimis prevents a carbon's validity, chasua ein ma'akvin, if the shiraim were merely diminished, they do not prevent the carbon's validity. Daf pei base. So the simmer daf pei base is peanut butter. So here goes. The Koni used a peanut butter jar. Peanut butter? That must be more on daf pei base. The Koni used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichol, making it Apostle, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva holds any carbon's blood which is brought lifnim is invalidated. So the Koni used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichol, making a pasul, was surprised to hear that he had also pasuled the rest of the blood from that carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one was makabel blood in two cups, and one cup left the azar and was thereby disqualified, the second cup remains valid. However, nignas echol mehem lifnim, if one of the cups entered inside the heichol, Rabbi Yossi Galili rules the other cup valid, but the chum say it is pasul. So the Koni used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichol, making it pasul, was surprised to hear that he had also pasuled the rest of the blood from that carbon, and was almost run over by a cone with a peanut butter jar with blood from a parlam davar running into the Kodesh Kadoshim, which reminds us, Rama asks, is the blood of the parlam davar shel tzibor and sira vodos kochavim, whose blood is applied in the heichol, disqualified by entering the Kodesh Kadoshim? Do we say that since the pasuk says ela kodesh pnima, to the holy inside, so only where the disqualification of blood brought ela kodesh into the holy, meaning the heichol, applies, do we apply the disqualification of blood brought pnima inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, but these karbanos whose blood is not disqualified for entering the heichol would also not be disqualified in the Kodesh Kadoshim? Or do we say shlimim komonhu, the blood is not in its proper place and so is invalidated? The Gemara concludes, teku. Daf Pei Gimel, so the simmer Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. While one cone jumping on a pogo stick, that must move on Daf Pei Gimel. While one cone jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the Mizbeach and left them there, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es Haruilo. The Mizbeach sanctifies that which is fit for it, even if it's pasul, and once it was placed on the Mizbeach, it's not taken down. The Gemara brings Malchokas if that refers to things brought Le'ishim or for the Mizbeach. So while one cone jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the Mizbeach and left them there, another cone leaped on his pogo stick over the Mizbeach to tell a cone who brought up a kamitza that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down. Which reminds us, the Gemara infers from the Mishnah that the Mizbeach is only mekadesh that which is ruilo, already fit for it, but not something which was not yet rui for the Mizbeach. Rapapa says this excludes kamatzim shalokich b'kli, kamatzim of menachos which were not yet sanctified in the kli shares. Since its designation for the Mizbeach was not completed, it's taken down from the Mizbeach. So while one cone jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the Mizbeach and left them there, another cone leaped on his pogo stick over the Mizbeach to tell a cone who brought up a kamitza that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down. While a third cone jumped up to take down a olas ha'of that was brought up, since it's not included in the term kvasim. Which reminds us, in a brisa, two more opinions are brought that the Mizbeach is mekadesh items that are similar to kvasim or to an ola. The nafkamina would be between them olas ha'of. Daf Pei Dalet. So the simon Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad. Launch pad? That must be more on Daf Pei Dalet. The Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a morning from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the Mikdash, was told to take them off the Mizbeach. Which reminds us, the Gemara identifies which psulim, if they're brought up in the Mizbeach, are not taken down, and which types must be taken down. So the Kohen launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a mori from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one his blood was spilled, and from one his blood went outside the Mikdash, was told to take them off the Mizbeach, by a rabbi yelling, Zos hi ha'ola, which reminds us, in a brice, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zos hi ha'ola, hari elu gimu miutin. The words, this, it, and the ola, are three exclusionary terms which exclude the three cases he mentioned in the Mishnah, shechted at night, spilled blood, and blood which left the Azara, teaching about them that im alsa tered, if they're brought up on the Mizbeach, they must be brought back down. So the Kohen launched drones from the launch pad carrying a mori from a carbon that was shechted at night, and one from whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the Mikdash was told to take them off the Mizbeach by a rabbi yelling Zos hi ha'ola, while the tamei that was dropped on the Mizbeach by a drone called Karban Sibur was allowed to stay there, which reminds us, in a brice, Rabbi Yehuda explains why certain psulim are not taken down. If blood stayed past sundown in the Azor, it's still valid regarding remaining on the Mizbeach because lan be'imurim kasher, sacrificial parts which remained overnight are valid regarding remaining on the Mizbeach. This is derived from the fact that lan kasher bebasser, if meat of a shlami stayed overnight, it's fit to be eaten, since the shlami may be eaten for 2 days. This law applies to yotze, kachim which left the Azor, because yotze is fit for a bama, since it has no enclosure. It applies to tame, since tumor is permitted for karbanas sibur. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have machlokes of bringing some blood lifnim disqualifies all the blood of the carbon? That's on daf. Pebes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn ein on mevatrin ze ze, that the blood of carbonis do not nullify one another? That's on daf. Peyalas. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you mean that invalid carbonates which were brought up onto the Mizbeach, they're not taken down if the fire had taken hold of them? That's on daf. Pehe. Good. Number 4. Which daf does the Mishnah list the types of psuim which, if they're brought on the Mizbeach, can stay there, and which must be brought down? That's on daf. Peidalad. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yehuda applies im alu lo yerdu to psuim which are valid elsewhere, like a tummy, since tumah is permitted for kabbanat sibur? That's on daf. Peidalad. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that diminished shirayim of achatis pnimis is not ma'akev, even according to the one who holds shirayim is ma'akev? That's on daf. Peyalad. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss a mori kachim calling that were brought up onto the Mizbeach before Zrikas Adam, and whether they are brought down? That's on daf. Pehe. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss what is done in a case where the bloods which should be placed above are mixed with bloods that should be placed below? That's on daf. Pehe. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn about performing hepshet v'nituach on top of the Mizbeach if a carbon was shechted there? That's on daf. Pehe. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that things which were never really for the Mizbeach, such as kamitzas, shul kichu bekli, are taken down? That's on daf. Pegimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.